Hey, I'm Jennifer Hurwitz, and welcome to Doing Relationships Right. Raw, authentic, and insightful, this podcast is a no-bullshit look at all things relationships. The good, the not-so-good, and the what-the-hell-is-that. No worries, I've gotcha, and we'll figure it all out together without taking ourselves too seriously here on Doing Relationships Right. Are you frustrated with online dating? Confused by all the new apps and fancy dating sites? Do you find yourself choosing the wrong person again and again? Well, studies show that hiring a dating coach can maximize your online dating experience. So no worries, I've got you. And I've created a virtual course called Doing Dating Right. It's a 5-video series that you can complete at your own pace in your own space, right at home. How to write your online dating bio, pick that perfect picture, and so much more. Want more info? Go to my website at jenniferhurwitz.com. Again, it's jenniferhurwitz.com. Good morning, good morning. This is Doing Relationships Right. I'm Jennifer Hurwitz, and I'm your host every Tuesday and every Friday. And today, oh, you know, it's a Tuesday, so I'm excited. It's not a Just Jen. It's a Just Jen and Rob. And if you're watching today, it's Rob Roseman. He's here with me today. And if you're listening, it's still Rob Roseman. And we're going to talk about something that I'm super, super excited about. It's called What the Fuck Divorce, WTF.com. I love that I can swear on my own podcast. It's fabulous. But this is a community. You're going to share all about this and this new thing that's going on because I'm totally excited about it. But the most exciting thing about this for me is that when I got divorced, there was nothing like it. There was nothing around. 8 years ago, I was on my own. I was by myself. I was like, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? Someone helped me and I shit the bed. My divorce was like, I had nothing. I had no one. I made all these kinds of mistakes and then I wrote books about it. But what you're doing right now is fabulous and I want to hear all about it. Tell my listeners where they can go and tell me what's going on. What's happening?
Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you, Jan. How are you? Plug the website. It's WTFdivorce.com. What the fuck divorce.com. And I have to tell you, I think what your story you just said about when you got divorced and there being nothing, I don't know, how many years ago was that?
8 years, nothing. There was nothing.
Eight. And you were the first, in my podcast player type divorce podcast, you came up and I was like, holy shit, there's like content about this.
Awesome.
And it was just mind blowing to me. So my thinking was, more people should know about this because, you know, and as a divorced man, divorced dad, I've got 3 kids under 10. I actually moved out and it's funny. I'm now in like the divorced dad apartment complex and somehow
really?
I've become like the mayor where everybody's like, oh, you should go talk to Rob. He knows what's going on. But
wait a minute. There's all dads in your divorce and your complex?
Well,
like, a bunch of them.
But like upstairs moves in like a good looking 48-year-old dad with 3 kids. And I was like, what happened? He's like, you know. So I think particularly for men, I think it's very confusing, very hard. And what I found is there's a lot of great content about going through your divorce, but if you can even get through that part, which is very hard, and I think there's a ton of incredible content out there for you, once those papers are signed, it's like, all right, what the fuck now?
What the fuck now?
I got to download a dating app. Guess what? Good luck with that. That's like throwing yourself into the fire. Then there's, I have to co-parent with my now divorced ex. What the heck are we doing? So I've luckily, between your podcasts and people like Daniel Harold and Divorced Over 40 and then Clubhouse, my mind was just blown, you know, especially during a pandemic. I was just consuming all of this content and on Instagram. But what I thought was a shame was like, how is this not accessible, more accessible to everybody? Because let's be honest, not everybody is on Instagram. Not everyone's on TikTok. People are listening to podcasts, but they don't know this exists. So my wild idea was, what if I could help aggregate some of this content, make it more accessible to people, make it really short and bite-sized? So our first big thing is we have a WTF Divorce podcast, which is really just 5 minutes or less clips on
brilliant
parenting, on divorce, on dating. So it's kind of easy to consume. You get a little quick win. You get a hit of like, all right, I learned something. Now I want another. So and even that content, it's mainly me learning from other experts. So I would say, Jen, I'd love to have you, could we feature your podcast on there? So it's really been an incredible way to like you know, help other people, help these experts, help myself, help, you know, people going through it. So I'm really finding just like a meaning to it that I couldn't imagine finding before.
But I need to interrupt you because I need to plug you because you're an expert yourself. So let's give some props to you. You have a book, you have a podcast. So don't lie and sit there that you're learning because you are an expert in the field. So let's talk about that for 1 second, if we can go back, because you've been on my podcast before, Dad, the Best I Can. Can I plug you while you're here as well?
Please,
do you mind?
Please do.
Okay. So you have a podcast, you're an expert in the field. So you also, what I love about this is that not only are you helping people and getting help, more help yourself, sure, but you know what you're talking about. This is not someone that's sitting here going, oh, let's put some people together and have a little bit. No, you know your shit. Okay. So Let's say that. How did that come? So you started your podcast with can we plug the whole thing here?
Which yeah, of course.
You're a big guy. You're very humble, sitting there going, oh, and there's your daughter. I love it.
Speaking of a daughter.
Hi, honey. We can bring
yes, Remy. Would you like to come in? Oh, can we do a quick pause?
Of course
we're keeping it real here.
We're keeping
Jen.
It real because you know I don't mess around on my podcast.
Keeping it real.
So this is what happens when you have a daughter home that's sick from
Remy.
School. We're going to say hi to, do you don't mind her being on the podcast?
Say a quick hi to Jen. You say hi.
Come hi,
over
Remy.
Here on the camera.
Does she mind being on my podcast? Hi. Oh my gosh. Hi, Remy. How do you feel, sugar?
How do you feel? Can I fix your screen time? Screen time is my number one.
I know. That's a parenting hack. There we go. Parenting
Especially
hack today.
When they're sick.
We're
okay.
Fixing
I'm going to get
time.
Her. Oh, we're good. Are we all good now? Thank
Bye,
you,
Remy.
Okay.
Oh, look at that. We got a little guest star.
I mean, I wish she could talk more, but she's under
she's
the
good.
Weather.
No, I don't blame her.
And that's the thing. I mean, keep it real. It's like this is what's happening behind the scenes for every parent.
That's the best. I love it. Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, I started a podcast called Dad the Best I Can. It's featured on Jesse Itzler's BYLR radio because he was a guest and thought it was just a great concept of interviewing other dads, talking about you know, dad life, entrepreneur life, all these things. But so it did inspire me to, you know, I love the audio space. I love just, you know, making it about somebody else, I think is what's great.
That's what I feel like too. Me too.
But I really just like getting divorced, it really just hit home like how painful that moment is and how traumatic and how just especially, I really wanted to do this for divorced dads. And my now girlfriend was like, you know, 80% of what you're talking about, I'd love to learn too. So as we know, women are better at sharing. They're better at social media. I was like, maybe you could, you know, they could hear it and give it to their divorced boyfriend.
Sure, sure.
So yeah, kind of just opened it up. But I really thought like, there's all this great content out there. How can we get it in the hands of more people? And, you know, it's like, you know, you can make a real change with somebody, especially after
Absolutely.
Divorce, because you're changing their life, their next relationship. Guess what? You don't want to go back in the same cycle of your marriage. You need to learn how to date better.
Right.
You want to co-parent because your kids are like, you know, this is why you did this. You got out of a bad relationship so you could be the best parent you can. So all of these things that I think are so important and really only in the last few years really accessible, because before social media, what was it? Go read
books.
This book.
Go find a book at the bookstore.
Let's be honest. Somebody tells me to go read a book. I'm fuck off. You just gave me homework. Now I'm going to feel bad about never doing it again.
You're highlighting shit. And you're like, you're not going back to that.
That's not going to happen too. I mean, I wrote a book and I do. I think
me
books
too.
Are great. But again, it's like, you know, a podcast for me is a great way to get a taste of something. Whenever I even read a book, I want to go listen to Jen's podcast to see if, you know, I jive with her. So yeah, just really bringing all this incredible content that's so needed, because I think once you're divorced, you're just like a kindergartner.
Right.
It's
and
like
you know what else is good that I love about this What the Fuck Divorce is that you bring together, it's a collaboration, right? And that you have like, it's not just one, because some of these sites that collaborate together, it's like one dating coach, one, you know, whatever. It's one and it's the same one, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like you have all different, like, and there's no competition.
Yeah.
Like I know that I'm on there, then next week it could be another dating coach, and then next week it's another financial person. We don't care. And it's all like one big happy family, and you get little bite-sized pieces of everybody. It's not just a, like some, do you know what I'm saying? Like some.
I mean, that is one thing I was a little nervous about, like how competitive are, because as you know, there's a ton of coaches in this industry.
Yeah.
It's a huge industry. And
you're doing us a favor.
99 out of 100 people,
yes.
Maybe even 100 said, Please share it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, because it's good for us too.
It's good for you too. And it's really not competitive, because as long as we can bring more awareness to the fact that, like, you have a problem, there are people to solve it. And let's be honest, I might not be the one to do it.
Right.
But I can give you my friend, Jade.
I was just going to say that.
Might be a great dating
coach.
Yes,
I love Jade. Because we have different opinions.
Or maybe you want to hear from a man.
Yes. Right. And we all have different styles. Like, I coach differently than Jade coaches, who coaches differently than Daniel coaches. What I'm saying, like, we're all different. And I think that that's so great that your listener or your reader, whoever it is, can get a different perspective. They may not like my style, but they may like so-and-so's, right? I think that's, and we all really appreciate you, which is kind of cool. You know, like, we all kind of... Anyone who's been through a divorce knows co-parenting is not all rainbows and sunshine, especially when alcohol abuse is involved. Pair these challenges with a pandemic and you have a perfect storm. SoberLink's alcohol monitoring system is the most convenient, reliable, and reasonable way for a parent to provide evidence that they are not drinking during parenting time. SoberLink's real-time alerts make it easy to negotiate with any party. Judges rest assured that the child is safe. Attorneys get court admissible evidence of sobriety, and both parents have empowerment and peace of mind. Do divorce right and trust the experts in remote alcohol monitoring technology to keep your kids safe, happy, and well-adjusted. To download the guide, 5 Non-Negotiables for Embracing a New Normal that I developed with SoberLink, visit www.soberlink.com/DRR.
Well, and let me ask you, like, and this is just something I've just learned myself. I'm finding that, like, people that have gone through divorce, there's, like, this kinship, almost this, like, survivor mentality.
Absolutely.
Of, like, I want to help you. Like, I, even as a dad, that's important, but, like, this is on a whole other level.
Absolutely.
Of, like, you've gone through something. Let me teach you from my failings.
That's
what
how
I did
wrote
wrong.
My books. That's why I wrote my books.
Right. And how valuable that is. And that's what I really love about it, is how generous people are sharing this info.
I hope so.
Because
you could
rewrite somebody's dating profile and change the trajectory of their life, you know?
I think so.
You could teach somebody, like, how to write an email to their co-parent better.
Love that.
And that could change their whole relationship.
Absolutely.
And we don't know how to do this. So
no.
We need to rely on, like, experts like you guys who have also been through it and learned to, you know, get better.
And also, a lot of people don't want to go to experts who haven't been through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, when I was going through my divorce, I went to a counselor who was married, no offense, but she had no idea. She had no idea she tried to help. And she was like, let's talk about communication styles. And I was like, honey, you've never even been through this. Like, unless you've been in the arena, don't, you know, Brene, don't freaking tell me what to do. You haven't been through it, right? So I just feel like this is just, oh my God, Rob, it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant.
Well, it's almost akin to parents, you know, people without kids telling you how to parent.
Oh, yeah.
You're just like, yes, one day I will not give my kids screens and they'll eat fruits and vegetables. But in the meantime, like, there's a circus going on in the background. Yes, that's your fruit. Exactly. So, yeah, I totally agree. And the other thing that I find really important is, it's a dark, traumatic topic. But the number one thing I learned is, you know, and I'm like this for everything, you have to laugh about
levity,
it.
Levity, right?
You got to find the humor.
Absolutely.
So if we can find a way to, you know, make fun of ourselves and make fun of the divorce process, and then start to give you a little, like, you know, healthy tips. I know you had Ashley on the podcast too. It's like,
she's amazing.
The way you
How
can deliver this.
Yeah. How smart is Ashley Wood? I mean,
brilliant.
Her co-parenting skills. And meanwhile, like, I'm a co-parenting coach and I'm like, just go to Ashley. She's just like, that's the best thing about it, is that I really feel like we know who to send people to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that my jam is dating, right? It's my jam. But I know that co-parenting, I'm sending it to Ashley. Like, this is just an amazing way to, you're just brilliant. This is brilliant, Rob. Absolutely brilliant.
I just hope it.
You know,
in no small way inspired by you, because you're so willing to put yourself out there and to help people. And I said, I want to do that too. How can I do it? And I think, you know, I'm figuring out a way to bring, you know, and you mentioned other people. I'll give you another example. Michelle Dempsey, who's excellent.
Love.
She posted today about a co-parenting tip about kind of reframing and appreciating your co-parent, no matter how you get along with them.
She's great.
And just this morning, I had to take my sick daughter to, get an at-home COVID test, and she doesn't want daddy to do it. She's screaming. She wants mommy to do it.
Aww.
So I, you know, we were able to communicate. She was able to help out, and I left feeling like a different level of appreciation.
I get chills.
So yeah, it really can. And I know not everybody's in these situations,
no, but
it but can
you
give
could
you...
be if you had people around you supporting you, like Michelle or mm-hmm. you know, Ashley, and you had the skills. Because I think 8 years ago, I didn't even know where to turn to get the skills. I just mm-hmm. thought, I think you don't know what you don't know. Like, for example, that people think you have to cohabitate, you have to live, you have to blend. I don't blend. I haven't blended for 5 years. I'm going on Ashley's show to talk about it. You don't have to blend. Mm-hmm. There are other options, right? There's nothing wrong. I mean, I think you just don't know what you don't know. So you have opened such like doors to people of information flowing. And you also have someone, I think, that I'm talking to that does like help. They help dads like do their houses and stuff.
Oh, yeah. So actually,
oh my God, talk about that.
My main idea for this came when I moved into my divorced bachelor pad.
Yeah.
You know, I moved out, as I'm sure a lot of dads and women do.
Yeah.
And like, I haven't furnished a place in 20 years. You know, that was like mom's job, wife's job. So I'm like, I have a friend who's an interior designer. Yes. Her name's Sam Love. She's at Knack Styling, K-N-A-C-K Styling. She's incredible. And I was like, make this real easy for me. What do I do to like make this place look presentable where like a 9-year-old kid will want to stay here?
Awesome.
And
that's awesome.
Well, here's what she said. She said, oh, you just go to Target or IKEA.
Yes.
Well, let me pause though. I don't know what I walked into IKEA. I went there this weekend.
I can't do
it's
it.
It's too
it.
Much. I don't know what to get. So what I asked her for is, and there's going to be a post coming up about this. What are 5 things under
love
$30
it.
That I can
love
buy
it.
That'll make my house look, you know, like my kids will want to come over. So she ends up telling me a story about her dad was divorced. And as a 13-year-old, she was terrified to go to her dad's house. So it, like, you see how much it resonates with people.
Can she come on my show?
Yeah, I'd love her to. She's fantastic.
Yeah, tell her to reach out to me. I would love to have her.
Yeah, I think
it's very
important.
That's a great topic. You know, do you know in 3 years of doing this podcast, I've never had that topic?
Well,
don't tell anyone.
I mean, it's huge because it's like your first impression. You take pride in it. Your kids now want to come over. So that was really what I wanted to turn into some kind of business. And then I realized this is just one pain point. There's so many, but like that's a specific one that, so I think like redesign is an important one. Getting your wardrobe together, you know, when's the last time you bought some clothes?
You need a chef, a cooker, a cooking.
I don't know what to make my kids. Give me 3 meals I can make my kids.
Absolutely. Like healthy. I have someone for you after we're done. Nikki Wellness. Nikki Wellness. She's going to come on your show and teach you how to make meals that are healthy and easy for co-parenting.
Under 7 minutes?
Under without a microwave. I don't know how to, my kids eat cereal and I'm like, you know what? That's fine. It's 4
exactly.
food groups. I do not know how to cook. I do not. My ex-husband, my husband, he cooks. The best. My kids know they're going to eat at dad's and they're going to take out at mom's.
All right. Nice.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm really not okay with that, but it's okay. You know what?
Hey,
shit happens.
You know your
shit
strengths.
Happens.
Know that's your strengths. You give them love and humor and all that, and dad can cook for them. That's great.
Right. That's right. So it works out. Oh my God, Rob, I love this. I love you. I love everything about this collaboration. And so listener or listeners, whoever's out there, whatthefuckdivorcewtf.com. And if you have an idea, I'm going to say this too. If you have an idea that you're going through a divorce and you can think of something that just sucked and you are like, this Rob has to reach out to Rob. Actually, right now, actually even better, subscribe because that's really important. Your newsletters, we didn't talk about that. Your newsletters are fantastic. You do giveaways. You do all kinds of like, I mean, they're good.
I get them.
We
try to keep it fun and light. I don't want to send you an essay you have to read. I want to send you a couple funny memes and a podcast clip. And I wish I had the URL WTF.com, but it's WTFdivorce.com.
I think that's great.
Mark Maron took WTF.com. But so yeah, it's WTFdivorce.com. And definitely the podcast, and I love podcasts. I'm obsessed. And sometimes I don't always subscribe, but what I've determined, and I'm going to see how long I can keep this up, I'm putting out daily clips. So every day you open your podcast player, if you're subscribed, you'll see a little topic come up that says dating, number 4. I try to organize it by the topic. To really, it's like, how can I make this easy for people?
I was going
to
say that.
And faster. How can you quickly? We don't have time always to listen to a 45-minute show, but give me the best parts and I'm in. So yes, WTF Divorce Podcast. Keep it just, you know, simple, fresh, and you know how I am. If I learn one thing during the day, I'm like, that's a win.
Everything's going to be in the show notes, so everybody can find you. And I actually put a lot of your stuff on my wall too. Like I'm always sharing and stuff. So if anyone wants to, I think you're awesome. I think this is great.
I appreciate it.
And I just love having you.
Anybody that finds great content. I love to share it because I learn from it too. And like we know 1% of really what's out there. So it's like
so much.
Everybody that's getting all this incredible or comedy stuff, you know, just send it my way. I love to reshare it, send it to Jen. And yeah, anybody out there going through it, we feel you, you know. I think it's like, it's the best part is like the community of this life after divorce is so important. Friendships, another big thing that we talk about.
That's a good one too. You should have.
Yeah.
Like talking about like how you kind of lose your friends and then gain a new tribe. Actually, I think Daniel did that, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, but we could talk. I had a woman on yesterday. She told me what she went through with friends, and I had no idea. I
didn't. My God, it was
and now with women, especially, it's
awful
like,
for me. Awful. That was a really heartbreaking part of my life of my divorce. Yeah. So, you know what? I think it's just amazing. Everybody, whatthefuckdivorce.com.
You got it.
And what the fuck divorce. And this is going to be in the show notes. And I just love having you. This was so easy and fun. And we'll talk later because I talk to you all the time. And, you know,
yes,
this is it.
Jen, I appreciate you having me on and appreciate, you know, really just. And you are changing lives by giving people access to this kind of information. And you make it fun, which I think is not easy to do. So that says something about you.
I try. You know, I'm going to hang up and go cry. I'm just kidding. No, I'm fine.
You cry, you laugh. You have to do it all. Yeah,
I have to do it all. Have a great day, you. And everybody, so you know where to find me, which means you'll find me and then you can find Rob because he'll be on my show notes. But it's jenniferhurwitz.com. Doing relationships right and go do something fun today for yourself. And that's it. Peace, love, and so much truth, y'all. Have a good day. Bye. Hey, hey, thanks for listening to Doing Relationships Right. Don't forget, if you love the show, subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast episodes. And grab my books, One Happy Divorce and Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, on Amazon, Target.com, or my website, jenniferhurwitz.com. As usual, thanks for listening and see you next week. Peace, love, and truth.